You know, the whole concept of trusting, letting go, having faith that all is well. That is what the first lesson of Advent is. Now, a little bit about Advent. Advent actually comes from the Latin word Adventus, which means to... apply for the arrival or coming. And that's what we do in Unity for the Advent season. Now, Advent for Unity is a little different because we believe that the Advent season is actually like an instruction manual for you that isn't for you just for the season. The season is just a reminder of what we need to do step by step so that we can emerge, evolve, become enlightened to the truth of ourselves. Have the birth of Christ, the Christ consciousness, be awakened within us. It's an evolution. And the tools that we use are each component of Advent. Now, we'll talk about how hope, we move from hope to faith, because Unity believes in faith, and we'll tell you why. And there's love, there's peace, there's joy, all those components. Once you follow the instructions and really have them integrated into your being, becomes your guidepost to your evolution, to your enlightenment. And so know that also as Christmas, we love giving gifts, yes? Too many times that we give over and more than what we really need to do, especially gifts that we don't really need to be given. I'm not just talking about busting your budget, dipping too much into your Christmas fund, even though I might be showing my age, it may not be Christmas funds anymore. I'm talking about we give too much, especially in this season, these special gifts of worry, of tension, of believing our ego that, you know, will they like me? Will they like us? Am I spending enough? Am I doing this? Things, the gifts that we give ourselves and others that are not needed. That isn't in faith. That's in light consciousness. What we want to do is truly give in the sense of love, love to others, love of truth, love from a faith in knowing that God's will of good is with them and with you. And it starts with, yes, hope. But today we're going to look at moving away from hope and giving ourselves and other people the gift of faith. The faith that God's presence is continually moving forward in all of our lives. There's a beautiful story that I'd like to share with you about how hope moved into faith. There's a Christian Chinese woman by the name of Nian Qin. And she was persecuted during the Cultural Revolution in China by the Chinese government. Especially at that time, and still a little bit today, people who were moving forward with demonstrating their religious thoughts were persecuted, and she was definitely persecuted and placed and imprisoned for her beliefs. And it was a miserable imprisonment, a small cell. You know, it wasn't dirty. It's hard to believe prison, any prison, is rough on anybody. But the imprisonments that we have here in the United States are nothing like what they experienced, with no beds, with no hope, dark, damp. And yet, Mrs. Qin always found herself being hopeful. She would be in her cell, and they would find that she was the happiest person there, even happier than the guards themselves who were on the other side of the bars. And she would be in her cell, and she would be happy. She'd be laughing. What would she do? How would she do this? She would take, for an example, look at a spider and marvel at how a spider weaves its web, how it comes down with this silvery glistening thread, and how intricately it would weave its magic point by point, in a brilliant manner. And after it was done, she would look at the beauty of the web. Have you looked at the beauty of a web? I mean, sometimes I know when we accidentally walk into it, it's like, ew! But really, have you looked at it? It's marvelous. I mean, even architects look at and dissect the design qualities. It is brilliant. Only God could create something that brilliant. And she would look at things like this and say, you know what? If God is showing up like this in such miraculous ways with such beauty, I have hope. I know that I have hope that God is showing up for me. And she continued to move forward, laughing, giving hope to other prisoners. So much joy that after a year, she even made the guards so happy that they decided to let her go. And they asked her with such misery, "How were you so happy?" And she replied, "Because my hope moved me forward. I had faith that I would be free. Every miracle," and there were many miracles here, "continued to allow me to grow from hope to a faith that God's will of good will be made manifest with me right here, right now." That's actually Charles Fillmore's definition of hope and faith. Charles Fillmore says, "Hope is the expectation of good in the future. It is a quality," in parentheses, good as far as it goes, "of sense mind because it is subject to time." Now, sense mind is our mind that is of taste, touch, smell, seeing, hearing, reacting and responding to that of our senses, which is apt to change. Yet faith is the certain knowledge that our good is ours right now. It is of God, and it goes beyond time and space. So as we move forward in our toolbox, in our instructions, the tool of hope is wonderful. But there is a deeper spiritual quality of knowing that is God is with us right here, right now. And it is a foundation of faith that is the cornerstone that we can build anything and everything else upon. That is what we learn from Jesus. That is what we have learned from Peter, that faith is that cornerstone that continues to allow us to move forward. It is the perceiving power of the mind linked with the power to shake substance. It is spiritual assurance, the power to manifest the seemingly impossible. So basically what is said here is the first tool is to know that the impossible is not impossible. And in a spiritual knowing that if God's will of good is here, which is right here, right now, that nothing is impossible to us, so long as we are grounded in that fundamental belief that it is. The examples that I would love to share with you is the example of the birth of God. And it starts off with something miraculous. It starts off with Mary and Joseph moving away from their sense consciousness and being embedded by the faith of God. Because Mary and Joseph moved their hope to walking by faith. So I'll read with you Matthew 1 through 18 first. "Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, i.e. before they had relations, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit." Now in Luke, it goes a little bit further. It talks more about how she couldn't believe it, how she was a little fearful. And of course she would be. You know, single parent is commonplace now. But for a mother, for a woman to be found pregnant out of wedlock, she could be stoned to death. She could be persecuted. She was thought ill of. She was thought of as dirty. So the fact that Mary was told by the Holy Spirit, an angel came to her and said, "You are pregnant, but do not be afraid," was a supreme effort of not of hope, but of faith. faith in knowing that the substance of God was going to bring about something that was seeming impossible, and that was a divine child. That she, this lone teenager, who was a virgin, could seemingly do the impossible, which was to give birth. Mary moved her hope from not being killed, from not being abused or thought of ill, to following forth in her faith that God's will of good is with her. And she stood strong. There was nothing that was going to move her from giving birth. Joseph also acquired faith, but he took a little longer. It continues, Joseph, her soon-to-be husband, since he was a righteous man, thought that he was going to, instead of expose her to the shame, would marry her and then quickly divorce her. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. It continues on that Joseph indeed married. Joseph indeed stayed with her as proud and pride. Not only stood by her, but protected both of them. Joseph's dismay turned into faith, a standing of firm ground in the knowing that the Spirit of God is there and will provide them with everything that they need, and became a witness to the fact that something marvelous was coming and he was a participant in it, a glad participant in it. So what does this mean for us? How is this an instruction manual for us? We have talked about this before. Metaphysically speaking, Charles Fillmore's metaphysics dictates that Mary, this particular part of this particular Mary, can be thought of as our soul. As our soul. Mary represents our soul. Mary also represents our intuition. And so what this is saying is that the Holy Spirit, the activity of God, the action of God, the executor of God, is moving in and through your soul, moving in and through your intuition, providing you with everything that you need so that you can give birth to divineness, to God's divine idea, to God's divine capabilities, to God's divine evolution, providing you with what you need so that you can evolve into the Christ consciousness. Actually, you are already the Christ consciousness. We are already the Christ consciousness. It's more of an evolution of becoming aware of who we are and stepping into it without fear. Our souls are ready to embrace the Holy Spirit every moment of every day, even in time measurements that are not even constructed by man yet. God is impregnating each and every one of us with ideas so that we can evolve. Why do we want to evolve? So that we can manifest the truth of what this world is, not the darkness, but the light. So that we can definitely manifest heaven here on earth. And we do that by accepting and embracing the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to impregnate us, and having faith, not in the word of the world, but having faith in the word of the Holy Spirit moving in and through us, guiding us each and every way. And a lot of times that's hard because the world wants us to turn away and believe only in it. With each and every newscast, with each and every radio station, with each and every, well, some songs are great. Our band does great songs of hope and joy. But with popular music today, 95% of it is telling you how bad the world is, how much life sucks. And it really does. Really listen to the songs. Listen to the words. So with that much stimuli coming in, it's hard to believe when the Holy Spirit tells you that you are the beloved child of me, God, that every aspect of you is an aspect that was created by the mind and the eyes and the hands and the being of God. It is hard to believe because all of a sudden I hear, but Crystal, I have not done godly things. I have not done this or that. We all make mistakes, but the truth of humanity is what steps up when there's a trauma. The truth of humanity is what steps up and moves forward when there is mass problems in the world. Giving of the self, freely, liberated, wanting to help one another because we realize that whomever is in trouble means that I am in trouble. And if I'm in trouble, you help me. That we are one. And that once we rise up with the knowledge that God's will of good is made manifest right here, right now, staunched in faith, then the darkness that we perceive, the illusion that we perceive, will move away. We'll be liberated bit by bit through our faith, not through our hope of something that is somewhere out there, hopefully. I hope my bank account gets bigger. I hope the love of my life is great. I hope my partner changes their ways. I hope. You get the feeling? You see how the hope is? There's a difference with faith. Standing firm in faith right here, right now, that God is with each and every one of us. Not with just one person, with all of us. No matter if you feel like you are imprisoned like Nian Chin, God is with you. Or if you are truly have a deeper level of liberation of freedom, the more we know that God is here right now, the more our faith expands, and the more stable our foundation becomes. So the first instruction, or maybe I should say the first tool in our tool belt, feed yourself with the stuff that you didn't, the miracles that you didn't know would happen, and realize that that's what's supposed to happen each and every day. Allow those miracles to feed you deeper in faith. Allow those miracles to feed you in allowing God's will of good, the Holy Spirit, the executor, to have its being in every aspect of you at every time. And know that if God is moving through you, only miracles can happen. Only greatness can happen. And all the problems and all the situations that seem to be problems, one by one, will move forward. Now know that we are living in the world, so problems will arise, but your reactions to them will differ because you what? Will have faith that no matter what is before you, God's will of good will trump whatever is there. Okay. Well, okay, so I meant Trump, and truly, Trump that is in a deck of cards, will triumph. Trump as in triumph. I truly, truly meant that as in the card thing. So let's redo that. We'll triumph over anything. All right? We'll triumph. And so, my dears, I will leave you with this. It's actually a sacred scripture from the Japuji. Through faith, man finds the door of liberation. Even his relatives are liberated through him. Through faith are both preceptor and disciple liberated, says Nanak, one with faith. Need not wander about begging for divine grace. The great, immaculate name of God may only be realized by one whose mind is firmly fixed in faith. Beloveds, continue to firmly fix your mind in faith, knowing that God's will of good is always present, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter how bad you think you are. God loves you. Uncontrollably. I did pick my word. He doesn't want to control how much he loves you, how much goodness he, she, it wants to give you. So release and let go of any shoulda, woulda, couldas. Open your heart, open your mind, open yourselves, open your Mary, your soul, to allow the Holy Spirit to impregnate you each and every day and stand forth in faith that all is well.
Amen.
And God bless you. And with that, I invite you to just listen to this this week's affirmation, and then we'll say it together. And allow it to resonate through you. Through faith, I am centered and guided every step of every day. Allow that to resonate through you. Breathe it in. And together. Through faith, I am centered and guided every step of every day. And one more time, three times a charm. Through faith, I am centered and guided every step of every day. And so it is. Amen.